The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Life or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
What's going on, party people? My name is Val, and welcome back to another episode of The Fruit Basket. And as of right now, technically the final episode of the season. I am so sad. Even though I've been so busy, I still love this show so much to try and keep it alive. As you can see, again, I am alone today. And based on, what's the word I'm looking for? Engagement, I guess, and based on, like, views alone, you guys love the solo episodes, and I feel bad for the co-host. Like, guys, show them some love. They are fantastic, and I love them so very much. They're not on this episode today because of me, yet again. We forgot to plan to, like, go into the studio and actually film in person because it is nearly impossible to film over Discord when one co-host has the mic, but for some reason, the audio levels ain't it. Not sure why. I think it's Discord. Even though it sounds good, when I play it back, it's questionable. And number two, the other one literally has the worst Wi-Fi known to mankind. And also does not have a microphone. So I did get some feedback on that regarding just sound quality in general. And you know what? It happens. What are we going to do about it? It's okay. It's fine. We're just going to continue to do solo episodes for now. For now. Welcome to the episode. I really don't know what to talk about today because life has just been so goddamn busy and there's so many things going on. It's like officially holiday season, especially when you are listening to this episode. It is going to be December 4th. It's December? Nah. Someone is messing with the time matrix and they're going to need to stop. My sense of time is so messed up. I literally still think it's like November 14th. I remember I was returning something for a customer and the date on the receipt was like the 22nd. And it was literally the 23rd. And I was like, oh, so you bought this a few days ago? And he was like, no, yesterday. And I was like, oh my God. I thought it was the end of November already. Like I was fully convinced it was the end of November. Man, all I've been doing for the last like 2-3 weeks has been constant video editing nonstop, which, you know what, when you take on responsibility of editing a film by yourself, you know, you did it to yourself, and I love it. I really don't mind it. I enjoy it thoroughly, especially when like something is put together so well. And then everyone's like, oh my God, that was amazing. Like whoever wrote this is fantastic. And whoever, you know, shot it is amazing. And whoever like edited it like even better. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, this is so awesome. Because like, I remember I took an editing class and the teacher called me average, which is not necessarily a bad thing. But he's like, the whole point is you need to be like a little bit extra, you know, a little extra special. And he was like, average. I was shattered because like, you know, when you're put down so many times in other situations, like for me, it was always like my workplace that put me down at the time. And then hearing it from like a professor from your school as well, it's like, oh my God, I'm not good at anything. I think like, obviously once I resubmitted the assignment, he was like, see, that's better. But like when you get that comment, you're like, okay. Done. We're canceled. I feel better that now that I took a break for a bit. I took like, I want to say like just a week off of from editing, like collectively. It wasn't like a week, like consecutively. It was maybe like a few days here and there where I was like, okay, today's the day you're going to rest. And all the other days I was either working or doing other things. But yeah, I am tired. I'm tired. I'm in pain. I don't know what I did necessarily. Like sitting right now really hurts because I was helping Fern move a speaker and Haley's been telling me, you know, lift with your knees, like not your back. And I'm like, dude, I'm fine. And I think I lifted the speaker wrong because my entire lower back has been on fire. For like 3-4 days now. And I finally got a massage today. And when the massage dude was like, you're done, like, great, like, get up, whatever, do your thing. And when I left the room, and he's like, here's some water, I think you need it, because you're gonna be, like, really sore and really tired the next few days. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, it was that bad that he, in the best way possible, he killed my back. Like, he actually killed it. And I'm really glad that I went, because I almost didn't, because it was a dude, and I was like, I don't know if I really like that. But, I'm really glad I went, because he was like, I'm going to start off, like, really gentle. That was gentle? Oh, my God. I'm surprised I wasn't, like, screaming in pain. It was that bad. Like, I could feel the knots in my back, and they were not coming out. They were not leaving my body. But you know what? It was great, and it was worth it. Still very tired. Still very sore. So, going forward, gonna try taking better care of myself, but I need to get this film finished. So this is the day I'm recording this. It's Monday the 25th. You're seeing this on December 4th. And for the next 3 weeks, I think it's 3 weeks, I'm gonna be editing nonstop. So nobody bother me. Thanks. What else is there to really talk about? Because that's all I've been doing. Nothing really, like, entertaining has been happening. I mean, maybe a little bit. But, like, I don't know if that's really for the fruit basket. See, like, I make myself laugh on almost a daily basis. Am I that funny? I think so. I think I'm that funny, guys. Let's take a look. Let's, you know, it's the end of the season. Let's look back on all the episodes. So this is episode 6. Episode 1. Ooh, the character development arc. That was an episode that I never thought I would ever release in my entire life. That was something that it was like, I was just really going through it. Like, it was quite literally one of the worst times in like this past year, I think, mentally was not okay. And somehow I had the courage to be vulnerable on a live platform and actually, you know, put myself out there, which is like really weird to me, because it's really hard for me to truly open up to people unless I really like trust them. And like, I'm not a very expressive person at all, and I get that from my mom, which is great. So like, sitting down and like kind of like talking with myself and like just saying what's like on my mind was something I never thought I was like capable of, which is insane, which is actually insane. But I'm so grateful to be able to do this. I mean, nobody's stopping me, but you're the ones watching it. Like, that the very first episode has 52 views, which to me is insane. It's not hundreds of thousands and millions, but like, when you're a small podcast, okay, that started as a live show, and I thought nobody would support this. I thought nobody would like the show. I was like, I'm just doing this for fun. I'm doing it for me. And when I had people come up to me being like, oh my God, we love the show, like, this is so great, I'm like, oh my God, what is happening? There were people that I didn't even know that would go up to people that were on the show and be like, oh my God, like, you were on this, da, 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 da. Or like, there was an episode from one of the past seasons, I believe it was season 3, episode 5, now that I'm looking at it, and I had a friend tell me that like, they were recommending Spirit Live to like do a podcast, and like, they mentioned like, oh yeah, the fruit basket, and the person they were talking to was like, oh yeah, 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 that's the one that inspired me to make a podcast. I was like, There's no way my little tiny show, where I don't even do social media properly, okay, is like getting to people that I don't even know. Like, I know Spirit Live is a platform. Yes, great, awesome, you know, but for people to actually listen, it's just not something I like thought of. So when people would like tell me how important and like amazing the show was, I was like, oh my, I could cry right now. Like, that is insane. Yeah, I'm very grateful for that. And on top of that, I'm very grateful for the year that I've had, as traumatizing as it was and the amount of things that I went through. I don't know how I survived. I really don't. Like, this year was genuinely one of like those roller coaster years where like things were going really, 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 really well. And then they were like, oh, nope, nope, we're lying. Oh, wait, nope, kidding. Like, it would get great and I'd be happy, and then like I would be waiting for it to go bad, because it probably would. And I feel like I'm still in that mindset, even though I really don't have to be, because I'm at a place where I'm genuinely really, really happy. And the fact that my mom can see it, the fact that my friends can see it, and it's not something that's like gonna last a month and like I'll move on. It's not. And I have a very special person to thank for that. And I know she's gonna listen to this. And it's hard for me to be expressive because of all the things that I've gone through, and I don't want to keep bringing it up. I really don't. But unfortunately, it is a part of me, and things have happened that made me, you know, not trust people. Things have happened that made me feel really insecure about certain things. So it's hard. Hold on. You know what? Hold on. We got a special guest that's coming in. Hold on. Yay! My dogs came to say hi. So this is Cookie, if we haven't mentioned her before. Oh, I forgot Spirit Live. You won't see this. I apologize. Anyway, my dogs were scratching at the door, so now they're here. Say hello, Cookie. Hello. This is my 13-year-old dog, Cookie. She's a very old girl, but she's very good. And there's Tobers. My little 5-year-old Joini. Hello. Come here. Let's show off your Christmas sweater. Come. Hooey. Oh. Yes, he's wearing a diaper. No, I don't want to hear anything about it. But yeah. Hey, Dem. Okay, can you go sit on the pillow now, buddy? Which one? Oh. Go sit. Okay. See, this is why we don't let the dogs in the room when we're recording. Because that happens. Let me get comfy. Hold on. The chair is going to be off to the side because Cookie is taking up all the space. But yeah, that's great. Hold on, I'm going to move the mic again because I'm off-centered. Yeah, I don't know. It's just been a really weird year, weird semester. But I'm like so grateful. Shout out our friends who haunt us. Shout out. Without you, this would not be possible the way that I'm feeling right now. So, good stuff. Wow. Let's move on. Episode 2 this season was the first guest of the season, but also the first time the co-host was on the season. It was Kat and her boyfriend, Matthew, Jesus, I blanked, and we basically talked about Halloween costumes and like all that stuff. I remember I had a lot of fun recording this episode, but I also had a lot of fun after the episode was done, because we stayed on the phone and just like chit-chatted and like caught up, because we like never, you know, we don't really talk very much because we're all busy. Like, come on, let's be realistic. And then like after this episode, like we ended up going to Halloween and everything together, and that's a story in itself, because that was a fun night. That night, ooh, baby. And that's what we talked about in episode 3 of this season, where it was just me back again. It's so funny for the profile, not the profile picture, the thumbnail for this for this episode. I didn't want to put like a regular thumbnail. I was like, I am going to continue to be the center of attention. And I decided to put a picture that the Bar Cathedral took of me on stage as Justin Bieber on Halloween night. If that doesn't scream give me all the attention in the world. I do not know what does. Like, the funny thing is, I never liked attention. I really didn't. It really wasn't my thing. I wanted to be left alone. I didn't want anybody to, like, notice me. Like, and I don't know where it shifted. I don't know where it shifted that I was like, yeah, all eyes on me. Right here. Hit me with it. But no, like, dressing up as Justin Bieber is literally the highlight of my year. Will do again. Like, I think I want to do, like, the different eras. So, like, we did Baby Bieber. The classic, like, purple sweater and, like, white everything else. And it was a hit. And it was a hit and a half. And I think I want to do maybe the Believe era after this. Or, like, the My World era. Like, if you think of the album covers. Think of the album covers. Yeah, I want to do one of those. But we gotta be iconic again, because everybody came up to me. I'm gonna mention this for the fifth time this season. Everybody came up to me singing Justin Bieber, wanting pictures, da 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 da. And I just can't believe I did it. Like, I can't believe I was the center of attention and liked it a little too much. Like, this is why people cannot be boosting my ego. Like, boosting my ego is not good for anybody. You guys are, like, hyping me up way too much. I'm a little concerned for my well-being, because I'm just, I don't want to be, like, egotistical. I don't want to be, like, self-centered. And I don't want to be, like, ooh, all eyes on me. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I really don't want to be like that. Like, that is, like, my worst fear. Like, please. Please humble me. Like, make fun of my height or something. I don't care if it bothers me. Like, just hit me with it. But yeah, I don't know what's happened to me. I don't really know what's going on. Y'all need to stop. You guys need to stop. This is too much for me. This is way too much. We need to stop boosting a poor girl's ego. It's getting out of hand. Next thing you know, I'm gonna be doing vlogs again, and I'm not gonna care about where I'm putting this camera in public. Like, I will record everything. But I feel like you'd actually want to see that, because I've had requests to do that again. So, like, this is, I think I said it on, like, the Justin Bieber episode. I was pretty much like, make me famous, please. And, like, I feel like I would regret that, though. Because, like, living, like, a normal life, I sound ridiculous. But, like, I think I'd miss not being recognized in public, you know, like, it would get to my head. It would get to my head eventually, and I think I would not do very well with it. But you know what? We're not there. We're not famous. So maybe that's better. I think that's better in a way. But yeah, moving on. Season 4, episode 4 was meeting our number one fan, which at this point, I don't know who is the number one fan. You know, I think there might be a tie for first. I don't know. Love you, Kirk. You're definitely up there as a number one fan. But, like, Celeste, you're also up there. Nicole, you're also up there, apparently. Rewatching my episodes. Crazy. But, yeah, we had Kirk on, who is a coworker / friend of mine, who is very amazing, very special, very awesome. Love him very much. So supportive. So amazing. Like, literally, I think we've been at our job, which I try not to mention on purpose, but sometimes it slips. We've been at our job for about, he said 4 months this weekend, but I'm pretty sure it's 5. Pretty sure it's 5. Because we started in July, like July 19th. It is now October 25th. So I'm pretty sure it's 5. July, August, September, October, November. Yeah, it's 5. But anyway, we have, like, a group chat from, like, our group that got trained together. He's always, like, happy, like, 4 months, da 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 da. And he's, like, giving us, like, inspirational speeches, like, oh, by the way, we're, like, being watched now to, you know, be kept. And I'm, like, oh, my God. So sweet. So sweet. He's, like, oh, hope for the best for all of you. And, like, him being on the episode was a very last-minute thing. And being on the episode was the day before, where I was like, I want someone on the show. You want to come on? And I enjoyed filming the episode. It was different, a different vibe, which is okay. There's nothing wrong with that. And I liked it. It was good. So thank you, Kirk, for joining us on that episode. And I'm really glad you were there. All right. And then the previous episode, last week's episode, is episode 5, where we had all the co-hosts. All the fruits are in the basket, is what the episode's called. And it was great to be back with the gang. It was really great to be back with Kat and Becca in one space. The only problem was, like, our audio was atrocious, which is kind of on me, because I should be like, okay, no, we're not doing this. But I was like so happy to have them back that I like kind of let it slide, which I feel like is valid though. Like, is it not? Like, it's valid. I just wanted to be happy. I'm being spammed currently and I'm not even upset about it. You know who you are. But yeah, that episode was really fun. Becca was like 5 seconds delayed the entire episode. And her mic literally was like old AirPod mic quality, which is not the greatest. It's not the greatest, but that's okay. That's fine, right? I hope you guys really do enjoy the episode though. Like, we did have a lot of fun like filming it. And, you know, we also like talked afterwards, you know, spilled the tea, gave life updates or whatever you want to call it. So it was a fun episode, but I think my favorite episodes this season are definitely episode 1 and episode 3. I'm so sorry. I had so much fun filming with myself. I don't know. It was odd, but I thoroughly enjoyed it. And apparently you all did too. And I think I don't really know how to feel about it. Like, I'm happy you guys like seeing me just talking one-on-one, but I'm also like, are you sure you like this? Like, are you sure you're not like lying to make me feel better? Like, I don't believe you. I'm so sorry. Yeah, I can't take a compliment to save my life. So like, if you compliment me, I will not believe you. Sorry, not sorry. Like, I don't, I'm trying to get over that though, but I don't know how to like, how do you like, you just say thank you. Like, I feel like I have to compliment you. Like, what do I say? Nice eyes? I think what's so funny, I feel like I'm gonna expose myself. Like, I seem like this without talking to me. Like, if you didn't listen to the shows and you just saw me looking like this, wearing a Fletcher shirt, a chain, and a fitted hat. You see me on the street, you're like, oh, that's hardcore right there. Like, not like a little princess or anything like that. Not like someone like so sweet and adorable. Or at least that's what I feel like. Like, I feel like people look at me and they're intimidated. I've been told this before. I remember going on vacation once and, you know, like the entertainers are always like, oh, wow, you look like so like intimidating. Like, you don't look like you can be like approached. And I was like, huh? Me? This face? But okay. If that's what you feel, I'm gonna agree with you on that one. Anyways, we are coming up on our 25-minute mark already. I've been talking for 25 minutes. Someone stop me. Anyway, this is the end of the Spirit Life portion of the episode. If you enjoyed and want to hear me talk some more, head on over to either Spotify or YouTube if you're not there already. And let's continue the conversation. So, as the last episode, I just want to make this abundantly clear, if I haven't already. Thank you so much for listening to me talk for 6 episodes, an hour each roughly, and being supportive. I really appreciate it so much. And I just want all of you to remember, we are always in the same basket.